Good morning. It's 7:03 a.m., March the 10th, 2017. It's, there were a few brief moments this morning when there was actually a pretty decent, not spectacular, but a pretty decent sunrise. Pull my hood back here. Now, by the time I got my boots on and got out, the pretty decent sunrise had turned into just another meh morning in terms of sky. Now, the sky off to the west out over the Rockies is quite pretty. It's blue. It's got a few streaks of stratocirrus clouds up there. Directly over my head is looks like a little bit of buttermilk sky, and then off to the east is sort of much lower alto cumulus, kind of gray looking. Oh, catkins! The aspen here has fuzzy little catkins on it. I didn't notice that yesterday, but it may be just because I was looking at the sidewalk instead of looking up at the sky. So yeah, I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. Yesterday was kind of a wasted day. I'm trying to get today to be better. I did get some work in, I did get some writing work in, I did do some of the things that I needed to do for today. I didn't get to them till 10 o'clock last night, but I got to them. So this morning is another review up. It's another romance novel. I read an awful lot of romance novels. I just finished a book. I don't know what it is. Thriller, maybe. Action adventure. Wasn't bad. Wasn't one I'd want to recommend to people. So that's kind of a problem. I'm reading Liz Coulter's book, pre-release. Yeah, it's all right. It's I think it's going to be. The problem is that it's a magical reality, and it has. I would trace its influence root back to Carlos Castaneda's Yaqui Way of Knowledge and Stephen R. Donaldson's Thomas Covenant stories. More guys on a literal spiritual journey. It's pretty well done, but it's difficult. I'm having a difficult time staying engaged in it. It's not out yet. I'll probably send her a little blurb. Sure enough, I'd send her a little blurb. Read it and consider sending her a blurb. I think I could probably quit now with A Yaqui Way of Knowledge Meets Thomas Covenant, the Unbeliever. That's interesting. I just noticed that house has no western-facing windows. Well, no windows on the west wall. There's actually a western-facing window on the porch. But I just noticed it. What odd. I guess it makes a certain amount of sense because there's another house right there. And I suspect that they were building them at about the same time, so they didn't want to put in a western-facing window that A, overlooked the neighbor's backyard, and B, provided the neighbors with an unrestricted view into the house. So, yeah, the sun was up. It got me up. I think my phone buzzed or something. I need to put it on airplane mode when I go to bed at night. But my phone buzzed about 6:30. And I was up long enough to grab a few swallows of coffee before I decided that, you know what, I'm going to get out. I'm not going to let this day get away. I'm going to get out. I'm going to get the walk done. I'm going to get the talk done. I can go back and have some coffee. There's a stale donut that tied me over till people get up and I can make an actual breakfast. So yeah, this morning I'm a little bit lightheaded. I'm a little bit low on caffeine. I'm very low on energy. But I want to get today rolling in that story. I want to get that thing moving along. I've been working on the backstory. I've been working on the story, the stories that are happening behind the scenes, so that I know where the iceberg is, so that when I can show the little tips of the iceberg above the water in the stories that I'm writing, but I need to know where the iceberg is and what little points might be sticking up above the water. So one of the problems is the timeline. One of the problems is the Chernyakhova and the timing on Milk Run. Because Milk Run is a few years before the Chernyakhova is salvaged at the beginning of Doubleshire. And then there's a couple of more years between that and Ashes Born, when Pip and Ishmael actually buy and refurbish the Chernyakhova. So I have to come up with the rationale for what's been happening. And so that's sort of what I've been working on. And it's coming together nicely. It's helping greatly for me to sort of fill in what's happening behind the scenes. Monk post. And as my therapist pointed out, that's not normally my process. My process is let the characters discover the story as it unfolds. And the problem I'm having is that seat of the pants kind of discovery runs foul of not knowing what's going on. We're not having a structure behind the scenes to let for me to put the story, to hang the story on. So with the shares, it was really easy. Each share had its own little thing. He had to make a promotion, he had to make the step up. He had to have a problem that was related to stepping up, and then he had to solve the problem, and then that was the end of the book. So they all had the same basic structure. They all had the same basic goal, which was Ishmael becoming whatever, earning whatever share that was, and then having a problem related to it. It was a big V of geese. Pretty well organized so that they weren't saying a lot. So yeah, I had a structure. It was a very loose structure. It's a very simple structure. For those books, had a very simple structure. Tanith Fairport had a very simple structure, had a very simple goal, and a complication that was causing her pursuit of that goal to have some difficulty. And now I'm trying to weave two series together on a common ground. And what I need to do is have that common ground a little better laid out a little bit better, so that I have something to hang a story on. I'm not writing a lot of words. I'm fitting in, you know, dates. In this year, this happened. This year, that happened. There was a scientific engineering discovery breakthrough that happened that allowed for the idea of the mega hauler to be brought to fruition. It's been kind of it's a big industrial goal, like putting a factory in space. We've got to be able to, there's a bunch of stuff we have to do in order to get a factory in space. There's a bunch of stuff we have to do to get a hauler that can carry more than 500 metric kilotons. And even the 500 metric kilotons aren't necessarily very cost efficient, which is why you have 300 metric kiloton tankers and 200 metric kiloton barbells that carry those cans. And then you have the mixed freight haulers, basically the container ships of outer space. It's one of the problems I had with the container ships in outer space. That's one of the problems I had with the Raiden's insistence that the ship be 20 kilometers long. Because then it's not a ship anymore, it's a space train. It doesn't make any sense. Economically, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Particularly since a ship that long would be larger than the the jump capability of the Burleson drives as they existed. So there's a lot of this that I'm trying to. I mean, I had a pretty simple framework. The corporate planets are the company towns of the 24th century. The clipper ships are the clipper ships of the 24th century. They have to operate with very efficient fuel to cargo ratios, because you don't want to be carrying a lot of stuff that's not cargo. And so they have some tankage for some maneuvering fuel. They have some tankage for their kickers, but it's not their primary mode. They're like sailboats with auxiliary engines. Use the outboard to get in and out of port, but then you use the sails to go very long distances. Yes, it's cold out. The condensation on my beard has frozen my microphone cord to my beard. So I think that's what held me up so long with Ashes. It had some iffy issues. Milk Run had similar issues that I didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. I sort of winging it as I went along. But now that I've got a little bit of winging it, this is where these are going, or this is what these are running toward. Now I need something that I can actually not waste a lot of time. Now, what did I say about that? Looking back and forth between manuscripts, trying to find this, that, or the other thing. So, here I am. Coming up to the back gate. My first two tasks of the day checked off, and it's only, 7:23. That was a slow run. Yesterday was a much faster run, faster by a minute. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.